This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We have been looking at what Jesus said about doing acts of righteousness in secret if we desire the blessing of God. As he continued his Sermon on the Mount, he presents a most significant way in which we can do something for God, namely, investing in heaven for eternity. Listen to Matthew 6:19-21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Treasures stored up on earth don't last, and if anything does last beyond your lifetime, it can't be taken with you. Decay and disappointment are all around us. If we want treasures to be safe and permanent, there is a place to put them, in heaven. Heaven isn't seen, nor do others see what we have deposited there. Often we don't even know ourselves how much we have on deposit there. But whatever is there is secure. It is hard to live for eternity when we clutch to tangible, visible things here on earth. Matthew 25:34-40 tells us how to deposit treasures in heaven. Take care and provide for those you encounter along the way who are in need. It's not a program God's looking for, just a compassionate, caring heart that sees needs and responds with loving acts of kindness. If it depletes some earthly treasure, it will accumulate heavenly treasure. Others might never see you doing this, but that's okay, because God sees and rewards.